Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, und es sagt es so, bis Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Again, we're talking about a Yesaimah here, but in this case, the father deposited money with a third party, called a Shlish, a trusted person, to hold that money for his daughter. And he told that person what to do when his daughter's going to get married. Father did this during his lifetime. Zakta Mishnah, Hamashlish Mois Lebitai. This person deposited money by a trusted person for the sake of his daughter. He should buy a field for her when she gets married, provide her Nadin. Vehi Ameris, she, the daughter, says, after the Erisin, after the Kiddushin, Mr. Shlish, thank you very much for holding the money for me that my father gave you. But Neman Bali Alai, my Aris, my husband that was Mekadish me, meaning to say it's before Chuppah, he's very trusted, he won't steal the money, give it to him, and he'll purchase that field for me. Zakta Mishnah, don't listen. Rather, Yasa Hashalish Masha Hushlish Biyadai. You purchase that field the way the father told you to buy it. Because there is a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. You have to fulfill the words of the person that passed away. Divrei Rabbi Meir as a halt Rabbi Meir. But what if the daughter says, no, my husband will do exactly what father said that the shlish should do? No, we still don't listen to her, says the Taisus Yamtiv, quoting from Rashi. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, suppose this shlish already bought the field with the money. And then the daughter wanted to sell it. She could, right? So why is this any different? V'chi'ena el esada, v'hiroitz el amachra? If there was only a field, the shlish already bought the field with the money, and his daughter wanted to sell it. Herei mechura me'achshav. So it's as good as if it was sold from right now. She has the right to sell it. Now, if she sold a field, she would be able to use the money for whatever she wants to use the money for. And if she wanted to give it to her husband, no one could stop her. So technically speaking, she has the power to somehow get over the money to her husband regardless. Nuwai Bazai. So let's listen to when she says, give it to him in the first place. Now Rabbi Yossi also holds that's mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. You have to listen to the words of a person who passed away and gives his command. But I'm not accomplishing anything over here. Because what am I going to say? No. Don't give it to the husband. You buy a field. And then who gets the field? The daughter. Who can sell it and give it to her husband? So may as well give it to him to start with. But where's this machloikis in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? Where Rabbi Meir holds, we don't listen to her to give it to the husband. Rather, the shalish, the trustee, should continue doing what the father told him to do. And Rabbi Yossi says, what's the point? She's going to get it anyway, so give it to her now. She can give it to the husband anyway, so give it straight to the husband. This machloikis is only b'gedoyla. She's a gedoyla. Avol b'ktana. But if she's a ktana, ain maiseg tanakum. Then whatever she says is meaningless. She can't say, no, I want the money to go to her husband. You can't make this decision. Now, the Batanur explains that the Mishnah also means to say that the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, again, with Rabbi Meir saying, no, the shalish should not give it over. And Rabbi Yossi says that the daughter wants it to go to her husband. Yes, that's only by a gedoyla min ha'erisin. Meaning she's a gedoyla, and the man was mekadesher, but there was no chuppah yet. But once there was chuppah, everybody holds, even Rabbi Meir, that we listen to her. She says, give it to the husband, give it to the husband. And by a ketana also, Rabbi Yossi, who says, listen to her, would be Maida that ain't b'maisa ketana klum. And Rabbi Meir is right. We don't recognize her words at all. She has no authority over here. And the trustee continues to do, the shalish continues to do what the father told him to do.